December 10th, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Offering of the Natural. Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid and the other by a free woman. Galatians 4:22. Paul is not dealing with sin in this chapter of Galatians, but with the revelation of the natural to the spiritual. The natural must be turned into the spiritual by sacrifice. Otherwise, a tremendous divorce will be produced in the actual life. Why should God ordain the natural to be sacrificed? God did not. It is not God's order, but his permissive will. God's order was that the natural should be transformed into the spiritual by obedience, and it is sin that made it necessary for the natural to be sacrificed. Abraham had to offer up Ishmael before he offered up Isaac. Some of us are trying to offer up spiritual sacrifices to God before we have sacrificed the natural. The only way in which we can offer a spiritual sacrifice to God is by presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice. Sanctification means more than deliverance from sin. It means the deliberate commitment of myself, whom God has saved, to God, and that I do not care what it costs. If we do not sacrifice the natural to the natural life will mock at the life of the Son of God in us and produce a continual dither or vacillation. That is always the result of an undisciplined spiritual nature. We go wrong because we stubbornly refuse to discipline ourselves physically, morally, or mentally. I wasn't disciplined when I was a child. You must discipline yourself now. If you do not, you will ruin the whole of your personal life for God. God is not with our natural life while we pamper it, but when we put it out in the desert and resolutely keep it under, then God will be with it, and he will open up wells and oases and fulfill all he promises for the natural. That's the end of Oswald's text. Sacrificing our personal lives, as it were, Romans 12, a living sacrifice, is the last thing that we really seem to be capable of doing as Christians. We can come to Jesus, confess our sins, ask forgiveness, and receive him for salvation. But that's just the beginning of the journey. The journey goes far beyond. The question is, will we make that journey, or will we just stop at the doorstep? The journey, although offering many difficulties and trials and dangers, is one well worth taking. And the journey is that which we must take in order to reach the place of complete living sacrifice so that God can use us and bless us in the way he did Abraham. If you want the kind of blessing that Abraham experienced, that no matter when God told him to do or what God told him to do, he was immediately obedient and held up in God's historic presence as the icon of faith for all mankind, then you must be willing to do as Abraham did. Allow God to have anything in your life, regardless of what it costs you, and the blessings will be immense, and the glory to God will be beyond description. We can only magnify God in our lives by putting ourselves and our selfish desires to death. Therefore, until it costs us all, we cannot have all that God has for us. Let go of the things you hang on to, the things you hold dear. Put them behind you for the sake of knowing God intimately and being called his friend.